Hello everyone and welcome to today's episode. I'm so excited to have you here with us as we dive into a new topic that's very close to my heart, Christmas traditions. This episode is a little different because I'm joined by a very special guest, my mom. Hi mom and welcome to the podcast.
Hi my dear, I'm so happy to be here. Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year, so I'm so excited to talk about it.
So, the theme for today's episode is Christmas traditions in East Slavic countries and Germany. We're going to talk about how Christmas is celebrated in East Slavic cultures, especially in Ukraine, where our family is from, but we will also touch on some of the unique traditions here in Germany, where we live now. I wanted to do this episode because for me, Christmas is not just about the holiday itself, but also about the stories and traditions that bring people together. And honestly, no one knows these traditions better than you, Mom. I think it will be so interesting to hear your perspective, not just on how we celebrate as a family, but also on how these traditions have evolved over time and across cultures. So here is the plan for today. We will start by talking about how our family celebrates Christmas and the traditions that make it special for us. Then we will explore some broader East Slavic customs, like what's common in Ukraine. And finally, we will have a little fun with a game where I will describe some unique Christmas traditions and you will guess whether they are from Ukraine or Germany. Are you ready for this?
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's do it.
So let's start with our family. How do we usually celebrate Christmas? What's special about the way we do it?
Well, in our family, Christmas is always about coming together. So usually we start to clean in the house thoroughly before Christmas Eve. On the evening of the 6th of January, we have a special meal, our Svyat Vecher or Holy Supper. So the table we set with 12 dishes to represent the 12 apostles. And everything must be vegetarian. It's important to me that we light candles in the center of the table to symbolize Christ's presence. Recently, some Orthodox churches, including the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, have allowed celebration on December 25th to align with Western traditions. So many people now, like we are too, celebrate both dates to honoring both their heritage and modern practices.
By the way, I know that there is a tradition to sing carol songs. Did you know that the famous Carol of the Bells actually has Ukrainian roots?
Of course, Carol of the Bells, it's original a Ukrainian song called Shedrik. It's a traditional Shedrivka, which is a type of New Year carol. It was composed by Ukrainian composer in 1916. The melody is based on an ancient folk chant that was sung during the winter holidays to wish prosperity and a good harvest for the new year. Later in 1930s, a Ukrainian-American composer named Peter Wilkowski adapted into English and turned into a Christmas carol we know today. That is why song has that unique, almost hypnotic rhythm. It's rooted in Ukrainian folk traditions.
We will now hear a bit of the original Ukrainian Shedrik. Mm-hmm. And are there any specific traditions that you brought from your childhood? Maybe something you learned from your parents or grandparents?
Oh yes, so many. When I was a child in Ukraine, we would always fast leading up to Christmas Eve. And anticipation made the meal feel even more special. My grandmother would insist on making everything from scratch. Kutia, borscht, vareniki.
That's Ukrainian meals.
And she always told us that kutia was the most important dish because it symbolized life and prosperity. And one more thing, when I was a kid, we used to leave some food overnight for relatives that passed away. And in the morning, I used to run to the kitchen to see if something was eaten or not. That was interesting.
Yeah, luckily I didn't do it because it could be very scary for me. How do you think our way of celebrating is unique? Do you think there is something about the way we celebrate that stands out compared to others?
I think our celebration is unique because it's a mix of old and new. We keep the traditions from Ukraine alive, like the Holy Supper and the 12 dishes, but also adapted to where we live now. For example, we decorate a Christmas tree like they do in Germany, and we enjoy some of the German traditions like Advent calendar. Yeah, so it's also unique because it's very family-centered. There is no focus on material things or big gifts, yeah? Mm-hmm. So it's more about being together, sharing stories and reflecting on the meaning of Christmas.
Speaking of food, let's talk about the Christmas meal. What do we usually prepare and why are those dishes so important to us?
Well, the Christmas meal is very symbolic. We always start with kutia, which is made from wheat, honey, and poppy seeds. I love it so much. And you
yeah,
too.
Yeah, me too.
It's sweet, and we eat first as a blessing for the year ahead. Then there is a borscht with mushrooms, filled dumplings, fried fish, golubtsy, that is cabbage rolls, and vareniki, dumplings with potatoes or cabbage. Each dish has a meaning. For example, the grains in kutia symbolize life, and the honey represents sweetness and health. We never serve meat on Christmas Eve because it's a time of fasting and spiritual reflection. Preparing these dishes connects me to the childhood and my roots. It's like carrying a piece of Ukraine with us wherever we are.
And how about church or religious traditions? What role does faith play in our family's Christmas celebration?
Well, faith is very central to our Christmas. For us, it's not just about the food or decoration. It's about celebrating the birth of Christ. When we were in Ukraine, we would go to the midnight liturgy at church. It was a beautiful with all the candles there.
Now that we live in a different country, do you think our traditions have changed? Have we adapted or added something new?
Well, yes, they have changed a little, but not in a bad way. Living in Germany has introduced us to new traditions, like baking Christmas cookies and visiting Christmas markets.
Yeah,
I think the biggest change is that the holiday feels less tied to the church here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, in Ukraine it was very connected to religion and community, but here it's more about the home and family.
Well, let's move on to talk about Christmas traditions in East Slavic countries in general. We have already said when we celebrate Christmas and what the table with dishes looks like. But I would like to talk more about the traditions of singing carols, because there is not only Shedrick, our famous Carol of the Bells.
Yeah, sure. Caroling or Kaledovanie is a huge part of Ukrainian Christmas. Groups of people, often children or young adults, go from house to house singing kalyatki. That is special Christmas carol that celebrate the birth of Christ. Some carols have religion themes, while others are more folk-based and include blessing for the household. In rural areas, carols is still very traditional, with people dressing in costumes and even carrying a vertep, that is a miniature nativity scene or puppet theater.
Yes, it's so fascinating. And how about rituals or superstitions? Are there any unique customs tied to Christmas in Ukraine?
Oh, there are many. For example, on Christmas Eve, we believe that the first person to visit our houses after the meal will bring either good or bad luck, depending on their personality. There is also a tradition of predicting the future. Some people look at the stars or even listen to how animals behave on that night, as they are believed to gain the ability to speak. Another important tradition is diduch, that is a sheaf of wheat that symbolizes ancestors and the connection to the land. We used to bring it into house and place in a corner of the dining room to bless our home.
And are these traditions still popular today, or have they changed over time?
Well, they're definitely still popular, but they're evolved. In urban areas, people might not follow every traditions, especially the more rural ones, like bringing in a diduch or predicting the future. However, the Holy Supper and caroling remain strong. And since Ukraine became independent, there has been a revival of these traditions as part of national pride. People are more interested in connecting with the roots and passing these customs on the next generation.
And how these traditions look like in other East Slavic countries, for example, in Belarus?
Oh, they are very similar in many ways, but there are some differences. For example, in Belarus, they have similar foods and caroling traditions, but they also incorporate more pagan rituals, like jumping over fire or blessing cattle food for good health. Overall, the shared Orthodox faith and agriculture history tie many East Slavic traditions together, but each country adds its own flavor.
Yeah, that's true. Now that we have talked about East Slavic traditions, let's switch gears and explore how Christmas is celebrated here in Germany. Mom, what were some of the first German Christmas traditions you noticed when we moved here?
Well, the first thing that stood out to me was Advent season. Germans take it very seriously. Starting 4 Sundays before Christmas, people light a candle on their Advent wreath, which is decorated with pine branches, ribbons, and sometimes ornaments. Mm-hmm. By Christmas, all 4 candles are lit. I also noticed that children have advent calendars with little chocolates or gifts behind each door. Such a sweet way to count down to Christmas.
Yeah, I also like it. And what about the Christmas markets? They're such a big deal here.
Oh, yeah. The Weihnachtsmärkte are incredible here. I was so amazed when I saw my first one. There are outdoor markets that pop up in town and cities during December. They filled with stalls selling handmade gifts, ornaments, and delicious food. Delicious. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
You can't forget the Glühwein, my favorite one. that is the warm spiced wine everyone drinks on the markets, yeah. And that Lebkuchen, which are those beautiful gingerbread cookies. I love them too. The atmosphere is magical, with lights, music, sometimes even snow. It's such a festive experience and very different from anything we have in Ukraine.
How does the German Christmas Eve or December 24th compare to our Svatvecher on January 6th?
Well, Christmas Eve here is more focused on gift giving and a big family dinner. Germans often exchange gifts on the evening of the 25th instead of waiting for Christmas morning.
On the 24th, I think.
Yeah, sorry, not 24th. The meal is simpler compared to our 12 dishes. It might be roast goose, potato salad, or sausages, depending on the family. Another difference is the tradition of the Christkind or Christ child, who is believed to bring the presents. In some parts of Germany, they also believe in St. Nicholas or even Weihnachtsmann, the Christmas man, who is similar to Santa Claus.
Speaking of St. Nicholas, his day on December 6th is a tradition I really love. Can you explain that for our listeners?
Yes, St. Nicholas Day is a wonderful tradition, especially for children. On the night of December 5th, children leave their shoes outside the door, and if they've been good, St. Nicholas fills them with treats like chocolate, nuts, and small gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And if they've been naughty, they might get a little stick or call from Knecht Ruprecht. He is St. Nicholas' helper. It's a fun and playful way to start the holiday season.
Yeah, I agree. Are there any traditions that stand out to you?
One that I found very charming is the tradition of decorating the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve itself. In Ukraine, we usually put up the tree much earlier, but here, many families wait until 25th. It becomes part of the evening's festivities. Another interesting thing is the raclette or fondue meals. Some families prefer the interactive dining experience instead of a formal dinner, where everyone gathers around and cook together. It feels so cozy and communal.
Well, how would you compare German traditions to Ukrainian ones? Are there any similarities?
There are definitely similarities in the family-oriented nature of the celebrations. Both cultures focus on coming together and sharing a special meal, but German traditions feel a bit more modern and commercialized. Things like Christmas markets and advent calendars have a festive and playful vibe. Ukrainian traditions are more rooted in religion and ancient customs, like the 12 dishes or the Diduch. Both are beautiful in their own way, but I feel that Ukrainian Christmas has a deeper spiritual connections.
And do you think living in Germany has influenced how we celebrate Christmas as a family?
Definitely, we have embraced some German traditions like the advent calendar and baking cookies, and we added them to our Ukrainian customs. I think it makes our celebration even richer. For example, now we might visit a Christmas market in December, but still prepare our Holy Supper in January. It's a lovely blend of both worlds.
Yeah, I agree. It's so fascinating to hear how different cultures celebrate Christmas. Thank you, Mom, for sharing all of these wonderful stories and insights.
It was my pleasure.
I hope our listeners enjoyed learning about these traditions as much as I did. And now let's move on to something a little more fun. A game where you will try to guess whether a Christmas tradition is from Ukraine or Germany.
Interesting.
Are you ready for this?
Yes, always.
Okay, so the game Guess the Traditions. Rules of the game. I will describe a Christmas tradition in one or two sentences, and you will guess whether it's from Ukraine or Germany. So, let's start. So, the first tradition. This tradition involves placing a spider or a spider web ornament on the Christmas tree for good luck and to honor a legend about a spider's gift. What do you think?
I think this is from Germany.
No, it's from Ukraine.
No.
Yeah. According to Ukrainian legend, a poor widow couldn't afford to decorate her Christmas tree. But during the night, spiders spun beautiful webs that shimmered like silver in the morning light. That's why spider ornaments are a symbol of a good fortune in Ukrainian culture.
Wow, I didn't know about it.
Yeah, me too.
Very interesting.
Tradition number two. In this tradition, families bake elaborately decorated gingerbread houses to display it during the Christmas season.
No, I'm sure this is in Germany.
Yeah, exactly. The tradition of making gingerbread houses or Lebkuchenhäuser dates back to the 16th century and was popularized by the Brothers Grimm story of Hansel and Gretel.
Interesting.
Tradition number three. This tradition involves dressing up a goat figure, often made of straw, to represent holiday cheer and fertility.
Maria, I don't know. Can you tell me? I don't know.
It's in Germany.
In Germany?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about it.
It's called Yule Goat, if I understand it right. So it's a symbol that dates back to pre-Christian pagan customs. Over time, it became a fun decoration and sometimes a part of holiday performances. Okay, tradition number four. Children perform a star procession carrying a large star while singing songs and collecting treats.
This is definitely Ukraine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They sing carols and yeah.
Yeah, I used to see it, yeah.
That's a Ukrainian custom called Zirka, symbolizing the Star of Bethlehem. Tradition number five. A special candle holder with four candles is lit every Sunday leading up to Christmas.
This is definitely German.
Yeah.
As I told before, this Advent, four Adventists every Sunday. Yeah, they lit
a candle, yeah. This is the Advent wreath, a key tradition in German homes during the Advent season.
I love this tradition.
Well, tradition number six. People decorate with hay under the tablecloth to symbolize the manger where Jesus was born.
Interesting. I think maybe in Ukraine and in Germany too? In both?
No. This is a traditional Ukrainian custom tied to the nativity story.
Interesting.
And our last tradition. People believe that Christmas Eve is a night when animals can speak and they listen for their voices.
This is Ukrainian.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
This folk belief is part of the mystical atmosphere of Ukrainian Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that brings us to the end of our episode. Mom, thank you for sharing all these wonderful stories and traditions. It's always amazing to see how much meaning and history are behind the way we celebrate Christmas. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. Merry Christmas and see you next time.
Merry Christmas to everyone.